The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. This week is no exception. Today we're going to bring on a new guest named Yaffe Yair, Dr. Yaffe Yair, and she is a multidimensional channel and author who bridges science with unseen realms. Wow, she channels Hathor, Isis, and elemental beings, fairies, etc. I thought it'd be interesting to see if she can do some channeling on the show, which she will, and I think we'll find out some things with everything going on nowadays, what Hathor, the ancient Egyptian goddess, has to say about things that are happening right now, and a lot more here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and I'm delighted to bring on a new guest, Dr. Yaffe Yair, a clinical psychologist, a multidimensional channel, and author who bridges science with unseen realms. Over two decades of experience, she channels Hathor, a collective based on Hathor, the Egyptian goddess, and also earth spirits, fairies, extra-dimensional beings, delivering profound guidance on consciousness, healing, and humanity's evolution. She's author of a book I read last night, Conversations with Hathor and the Conversations with the Earth. She's a regular presenter at major spiritual expos, including the LA Conscious Life Expo, Lemurian Life Expo, New Life Expo, Sedona Transcendence, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Dr. Yaffe Yair, to Guys Guys Radio. Hello.
Hello, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's interesting. I've interviewed a lot of folks who have similar gifts, and it seems like they knew about the gifts from a childhood. Then they were suppressed by maybe their family or society or whatever, and they kept them down, and all of a sudden they burst through. Very similar story to yours. When that happened, Doctor,
what— And you can call me Yaffe.
Yaffe? Okay. Thank you, Dr. Yaffe. What happened? When you did you just start channeling? Did your intuition just, you know, explode? Did you start really knowing things?
When I was a little girl, or 12 years ago?
12 years ago.
No. So 12 years ago was really 13 years ago. Time flies, because it was early 2012. So we're talking really almost 14 years ago. Time keeps on slipping. It was a very deliberate action by me to lean into that world and developing my intuition and my psychic ability. So it was a relative explosion, because I already had this natural ability that has been ignored or suppressed for so many years. But it was also not an uncontrollable explosion, because it was being done with intention and mindfulness and awareness. So as I mentioned, I started meditating every day. And for me personally, it took about 2 years of daily meditation. We're talking daily 1 hour long meditation for 2 years before I could detect any difference, any contribution. And a part of it is, over time, I've learned to develop more and more and more my subtle senses. But that means that before that, my subtle senses were not as developed, which means what it means in practical terms, that changes that are more subtle, the differences that are more subtle, energetic differences between different states of consciousness, differences were not as obvious to me. I couldn't detect them. So developing those subtle senses is like developing any other skills or any other muscle. the more you practice, the better you become at discerning like mild, subtle differences, and it becomes a part of that
Okay.
intuitive gift.
So the first time you did actually start channeling after the, working towards this, what came through and how did it come through and who came through?
Yes. So the first time I channeled, I did a couple of, so I already did, was doing psychic work regularly. I was comfortable with the psychic work in that psychic world. I was getting validation very quickly. So that I was already very comfortable with. And because I noticed that channeling was getting more and more popular, and now we're talking maybe 10 years ago, no, I think less, maybe 8 years ago. Because I noticed channeling was getting more popular, I'm like, oh, let me give it a shot. Let me schedule a couple of channeling groups. And I did. And I channeled the Council of Light. That's how they introduced themselves. And the people in my group were very excited. Me, as a doctor of clinical psychologist, was like, I don't know about this. This is a little
Ha
too weird for me. How do I know I'm not making it up? So although the people were very happy with the information that came through, for me, it wasn't verifiable, solid, concrete enough for me to be comfortable with to offer that professionally. So I thought channeling was not for me, and I took a step back. Now, fast forward 2 to 3 years after that, COVID shutdown happened. Life paused. Life as we know it were paused. And I signed up for a channeling training, a long form channeling training that focused on inner work and inner clarity and becoming more and more clear as a person and as a practitioner really resonated with me, all that inner work with my background in psychology. And I signed up for that training. And that space that allowed me a place to play and to practice was very healthy for me in terms of a channeler to really open up and to feel comfortable playing with it for many, many, many months before I needed to begin taking it more seriously or even think about offering it, sharing it with the public. And when I did that, it was no longer the Council of Light that showed up. It was different sources that our teacher felt were willing, ready, and desiring to work with us. And at that point, I was remembering within the training, so it was in the training setting. I had a deck of cards. It's not a published card, it's just printed cards with different names of different sources that, again, my teacher felt were ready for. And it wasn't just personally for me, it was for our group. And people took out a card for me and didn't tell me necessarily what the card was, because, again, it was practice. Or sometimes I picked up a card for myself. So there were different situations and circumstances. And what the first two sources that came through, and what was amazing is that they came through repeatedly, no matter whose deck it was. And it's all on Zoom, so we're not even using the same physical deck. Different people in different parts of the world were Jesus, Yeshua, and Hathor, which is the name that we mentioned before. It's a weird name. When she first came to me, I had no idea who Hathor was. So I'm aware that it's a unique name. So these were the two sources that came to me. And notice that I mentioned I didn't know who Hathor was when she first came to me. Similarly, although of course I heard the name Yeshua, Jesus, I had no good concept of who Yeshua was because I was born in Israel. I just didn't grow up with that context, with that knowledge. So both an Egyptian goddess from mythology and Jesus were really not a familiar concept for me. And so for me, I kind of didn't know who and what I was channeling, especially with Hathor. The name sounded very masculine to me. So I expected something very different. And
Okay.
I was absolutely shocked that when I called her and merged with that essence, I felt that nurturing, loving, expansive essence.
Did you look up who Hathor was, the Egyptian goddess, or did you just
No.
learn from her while you were channeling?
I learned from her as I was channeling.
Okay.
So at first, it was complete lack of interest. I was never, as a person, I was never very history oriented or mythology oriented. So I was just ignorant in that way. I just didn't know. I didn't have a prior interest.
Okay.
And the more the connection was enforcing the channeling, the more I became interested. But then I also wanted to keep it organic and started appreciating the fact that I didn't have any preconceived notions
Okay.
and knowledge. It helped me sometimes validate the information when it did correspond with other people. But also, as I said, I mainly stayed away and still do from most of other channelers' work, so it stays as pristine as possible.
Okay. Guys Radio, my special guest is Dr. Yaffe Yair, channel, author, and clinical psychologist. So, what did Hather have to say, and what did Yeshua have to say?
Yes. So Hathor's main messages circle around the fact that these are very exciting times for humanity right now, that our planet, us included, is going through a dimensional shift where they're talking about it in terms of octaves. So they say we're going up a whole octave. And if we take it even a step back from that, whenever humanity is going through times of changes, of big shifts, they, and we can talk about who they are, become involved and come to guide us more closely and teach us, guide us, interact with us in whatever way they deem most beneficial for us.
Okay.
And right now, it's one of those times. And it's super exciting because not only they are with us, so I'm a channeler, so the contact that I'm making with them is via consciousness, my energy and their energy, my consciousness and their consciousness. However, although it started with consciousness, contact is becoming more and more physical with the announcement that a few years ago, very few, maybe 2 years ago, they have come to the planet in the physical, and they, I'm talking specifically about Hathors, the Hathors, they have come to the planet again in the physical in preparation to not close yet, but the opposite of widen, narrow the gap.
Okay.
And getting closer and closer to open physical contact.
Okay, question. So these Hathors that have come to the planet, are they human beings? Have they been born into society through humans, or how did have they shown up? Are they and who are they communicating with? And
Yes.
how?
They are not people as we know them, especially with the definition that you provided. And I'm glad you continued and provided that definition because what is people and what is human can actually maybe become a
Sure.
more complex discussion. But yes, they were not incarnated into physical people like we are, like I have or you have. They were able to densify their light body enough to create a physical manifestation of a person. And we've asked them in the past, and when I'm saying we, let me preface that, that's actually important. So when I channel, I close my eyes, I take the back seat, I'm somewhere in the back.
Right.
So the people I'm with are the ones that are asking me questions. And I have a Sunday group that I meet with every Sunday, and they are the ones that are asking the questions. So they're the one asking the questions. And even if I'm interested in a specific topic, I would have to tell them in advance because once we're in session, again, I'm more in the background and they are the one leading the conversations with Hathor.
Okay, so these Hathors, if you will, how are they related to Hathor? And then, if they aren't physical human beings, what are they and how are they integrated into our planet?
Okay, so there are like a million questions there.
Yeah.
just to answer who they are would be quite involved. They actually gave me a little bit more information about that lately,
Okay.
and I find that really interesting too, because sometimes we talk about the singular Hathor, sometimes plural Hathors,
Okay.
sometimes the divine feminine, sometimes it's a goddess, sometimes it's a Syrian collective. How does it all come together?
Okay.
And the way it's explained, and
That
I'll kind of,
that's my question.
yeah, so I'll really summarize the way it's been explained lately, which is again, finally it makes sense, because before that I didn't quite get it. So I did understand even before that that they can individuate and come through as an individual, as a singular identity, or they can be a collective. That I could kind of wrap my head around. But l recently they added the information that the reason that first and foremost they identify, and that's how they introduce themselves to me when I channel them as a divine feminine, is because their first remembrance, their first awareness of their own existence is being the flow of creation, and which is feminine by its essence. And the way they explain it is that the structure, so you have the force, you have creation, and you have the structure, and you have the flow of creation. And the structure is the masculine aspect, and the flow, the actual flow, the actual creation is feminine in its essence, in its nature. And their first understanding, remembrance of their own essence is that flow of creation. So first and foremost, they are the divine feminine. Now, as a part of their evolution, they also integrated with the Sirius star system. And their consciousness over time began incarnating in physical form on the Sirius star system, mainly on a planet in the Sirius B star system, where they evolved in many life forms, but also amphibious and aquatic, which I know you have an interest in. We can
Yes.
touch that a little later if you'd like. And that's where they evolved eventually beyond the body. So if you can kind of see it as a back and forth, back.
And forth.
And yes, because first they were spirits, eventually incarnated in the physical, and eventually evolving beyond the physical, which is where you could say they acquired their identity as a Sirian collective, as a collective from the Sirius star system.
Okay.
And as a collective, they are working throughout the cosmos with many, many life forms in many, many systems. And the planet and humanity is one of those civilizations, one of those planetary systems.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk recently about this three-eye atlas, and if it's a comet, or if they're somehow remote viewed, that it might be an alien hostile ship. It's now it's kind of got veered off. It's been quote unquote disabled, but there may be other ships coming this way. What have you channeled any information about what this is all about?
Yes, we actually did. Me and my group were very curious about that. And we did ask about Three-Eye Atlas. And a few things came up. Several things. So first of all, that it is intentional, and so it's not some random rock that was thrown our way, or that not thrown, that just happened to come through. But they also mentioned, I will say that when they mentioned that, they said that any comet, any large object that is interacting with our skies is intentional, as and is interacting with our consciousness. So in a way, we're just not kind of not used to thinking in a way that everything is conscious, and to take it far enough, but it is true. But specifically about Three-Eye Atlas, it says it is intentional. It's interacting with several consciousnesses. I forgot to put that word in plural. I think we need an abbreviated term for that. But yes, so with several of them. it specifically said. What else did it say? Oh, that it's been actually interacting with us way before it made its approach, because as we know, even from the physical laws that we know, light travels much faster than physical matter. So whether you want to think in light codes or frequencies or radiation or however you'd want to think of it, whatever is coming off 3i Atlas or bouncing from the sun from 3i Atlas has already arrived at us way, way before it's made its approach. So that's a point they made, I think it was maybe in September, so several months ago. They said, we are already getting the rays, you're already getting the frequencies, and a lot of you are feeling it. They were warning of accelerated solar activity, not warning that it's dangerous, but warning that it is going to affect how many people feel physically. So the guides have been saying some people are going to need extra rest. Well, people, make sure that you don't become very frustrated with yourself or angry with yourself. Make sure that you give yourself the rest that you need. If your body is extra tired, it's okay. Give yourself a little extra rest and try to do it without going into stories as to what is wrong with you, you or with your body or whatever other stories we can come up with. So this is something that is, from what they said, is real, is happening, is intentional. And they also said that there was a filter in place. So we do not know exactly what it is ahead of time. So our experience is pristine. It's like, you know, telling somebody what you bought them for their birthday. It's better if they just open up, or in this case, Christmas, if in the timing matches. It's better to wait and open the gift ourselves. So that's kind of what they've been saying, but that it's not just a random rock.
Got it. Okay, my special guest on Guys Guys Radio is Dr. Yaffe Yair. We talked about, you know, your ability to channel, and I was mentioning earlier to the doctor that I had been at a training course using a lot of Monroe Institute techniques and remote viewing stuff and out-of-body experiences. And I was told by one of the healers that was there that I had a Siri in my star family, wanted to contact me. And so since then, but I haven't felt that connection yet. But I was told it's aquatic. We did a little bit more drilling down, and they said it's probably Sirian, which seems to feel right. So since then, I had one instance that happened. I awoke one morning, and there was a black glob, like oval, on a mountain away, about 5 miles away from me. And suddenly, it pulled off the mountain. It came shooting right at me. It hit me. I turned. It hit me like full force, and I jolted me out of bed, and I was in the middle of everything. Instead of looking at stuff, I was in the middle of everything, and then I went back to normal, and I was like, I don't even know what that was. So my question for you, and again, I have a two-part question, is if you can do a little channeling here on the show, maybe see what that was, and also, is there a way, is my star family Sirian, and if so, what do I need to do to make contact with them?
Okay, so first of all, I think, again, several important things here. One important point is that we all have a lot of different origins and a lot of different lives in different planetary systems and different energetic systems and different existences. And I think it's important to mention is because there are a lot of people today, they get, not you, of course, you are just curious about it for the first time ever, but there are a lot of people out there that are getting very, very attached to a very specific identity. Oh, I am Sirian. I'm a Pleiadian star seed. Right, I am this, I am that. And
I never thought of it, not once.
I know.
Was told this, so I figured, okay, I might as well do some research. And
I
then
know.
Then we got connected, and I was saying, oh, you have
a
connection with Siri.
Exactly.
So I figured, let's see if we can.
But I want people to know that you all have galactic families and star seeds and friends and councils from many, 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 many different galactic
okay.
and origins. And also, the higher we go to source, the more we really are all one, different fractals of the one. So I think it's really important to put out there.
Thank you.
Now, that being said, a lot of people that are incarnated on Earth today, especially people that are a part of the spiritual movement in some way, and you don't have to be woo-woo spiritual, but a part
Right.
of that movement of spirituality, of again, anything paranormal, hidden, and also wellness, also people with the wellness community, if they're aligned. Many, many people are here because of these exciting, intense times of change, which means many, many of us, and I'm including myself in it, have specific ties to other monumental times on this planet, specifically the time of Atlantis. Therefore, many, many people are going to have recent awakenings in the last few years of interest about Atlantis. The same with ancient Egypt, and Atlantis and ancient Egypt are related. Many, many people are going to be interested in ancient Egypt, and there is an awakening of interest in Egypt and going to Egypt. Now, just as Atlantis and Egypt are related, those two specifically are also related to our Assyrian ancestors and guides. It's the same lineage. And many of us are here on the planet again, engaging again in these type of activities. You are probably one of them. As I said, we are many. One of the things that we need to realize that yes, each and every one of us is special, but we're not special because we're better off than anyone else. We're here really en masse on the planet right now, different factions, different origins, in order to engage with this awakening. So many, many, many of us have this Syrian connection and connection to Hathor at this time.
Well, maybe we can check in with Hathor and just see what Hathor has to say. I laid out some context. What do I need to know right
Okay.
now?
Okay, so you'd like me to start channeling?
Please.
Okay. All right, so we will go straight to the conversation. I am, as I mentioned, I am a trance channel, but I am a semi-conscious trance channel. I will put myself in a trance, which really means for me going inwards and allowing them to take the front
Okay. And
seat,
it's just,
and I
you know, a
will
couple minutes, 5 minutes, whatever.
allow you to lead the conversation with them. Greetings to you.
Oh, greetings. Thank you so much for being here. I'm welcoming you to just welcome you in general and also to my show, Guys, Guys Radio. I was wondering if you could let me know what I need to know right now. And also, who are you? Who am I speaking with?
Yes. We will start with the introduction. We feel this is a good starting point. We are Hathor. You may refer to us as a singular or as a plural. As we have mentioned many times coming through this channel, the name Hathor, although we feel is in resonance with us, is merely a name. We have been given many names over the centuries, over the millennia, by different civilizations. Some examples would be Venus, Aphrodite, and Kuan Yin are essences that are related to our own, however, have been given the appropriate names for their context of civilizations. So, yes, Hathor is a name you may refer to us as. Also, as was mentioned, we do identify as the divine feminine. However, words carry weight depending on the meaning people give those words. So, for some, the word goddess, for example, may be a trigger. For those people, The last word that would be accurate to describe our essence is one of a goddess. To others, the divine feminine may sound inflated and may trigger those parts or fears in their ego. For those individuals, describing ourselves as the divine feminine may be least accurate. Therefore, names and categories may be tricky to keep relevant, accurate, and helpful. However, within the context of our framework and within the need for shortcuts, which is what language provides, we will mention that our essence is one of the divine feminine. And indeed, you also associate us with ancient Egypt and with the star system of Sirius.
Okay, as I had mentioned to Dr. Yafir, I was at a training event, and I was told that my star family wanted to contact me, and it seemed like it was Sirian. They said it was aquatic, and I have been open to that, and I'm wondering, just in general, what is it I need to know right now, and is this something that I need to do anything to make that contact, and is it accurate?
If there was anything that you needed to know at this point, you would surely know it, as the guides tend to be quite efficient communicators. And we will say that as much as you can be with your conscious mind, you are relatively open to making contact.
Yes.
However, we will say that time and circumstances, timing and circumstances have a lot to do with what people would consider the success of contact work. Meaning, some individuals will only receive inner contact and may or may not recognize it as such, while others may receive lights in the sky and may or may not accept it as what they call for as contact. And yet others will have completely different experiences. So what you may consider success or lack thereof may depend on your expectation and your definition rather than the experiences you are having. And in your case, most of the experiences are happening on the astral plane. So you may have glimpses of dreams and memories of dreams where you interact with different beings. However, you must play with your notion of what is a being and how non-physical can an intelligence be while still organized enough to communicate with you, and how would you perceive such entity that does not inhibit a physical form? Do you follow us?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you. So am I correct, or were the folks who told me that I have a connection to my star family is Sirian? I know there could be lots of different families, but that's what I was told, and that my Sirian family wanted to make contact with me. What do I need to know about that beyond what
you just
said?
As we mentioned, there's nothing that you need to know that you do not know.
Okay.
Yes, you have a Sirian connection. However, you also have an Arcturian connection. And we will say that from our perspective, we never mean to disagree with anyone. So we usually do not comment on what others have offered. We can recognize your Arcturian connection and mention that they consider themselves as experts of communication and that they have been working with you in the past 4 to 5 years quite regularly. And many, you may consider their work behind the scenes, but as we mentioned, it is mainly due to your own understanding of what is communication, what is interaction, and what are the beings that are working with you behind the scenes.
Okay. What? How can I do the best for myself, for my family, and for humanity? What can I do to extend my message of helping to bring people together and making people more aware and getting people to wake up and to ascend and raise their frequency and lead healthy, their healthy, best lives? What else can I do?
The best thing that you can do is work on your own self with openness and compassion. So when you realize that you must get further in touch with your emotion and honor emotions without dismissing them as you were once used to, you must do so without rolling your eyes. It is okay if a reaction of eye rolling is there, as it is a voice within you that exists and must be honored as well. However, you must bring to awareness the voice that is wiser and more connected than the eye rolling voice. And that voice is willing and is able to hold a compassionate, patient space for yourself and for others, especially within your family. It is much easier to hold a compassionate and patient space for theoretical strangers than it is to people within your close family, and even more so than it is for your own self, especially when you're feeling vulnerable. So this is what you must do in order to take any lesson, any teaching, any practice, and take it to the next level. So then your frequency resonates even higher and more intensely. So there is more the question of what frequency and also the intensity, as one has the ability to vibrate at a high frequency, but close their field so they're not as impactful or freely interacting, permeable with their environment, or one may resonate at a certain whatever frequency, but expand their field so they have a high degree of interaction.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Hathor. I very appreciate that. I think I know, well, I think I got the message there. I need to be more patient at home. I think that's some type of test to help you do the work on yourself before you can help people on the outside. So thank you for reminding me of that. And
be kind and loving to yourself. This is one of our main reminder to you and to everyone who is listening.
Fantastic. Any special message for our audience before we let you go? And thank you.
Yes. Continue to look up to the sky. We do not discourage this practice. However, this is one aspect of contact. You must continue looking into your heart. That's one. You must continue looking into your environment, as in home environment, family, and close friends. That is two. You must stay connected and look out to your natural environment. Stay connected to your nature, animals, plants, And yes, stay connected to the sky, stay connected to your galactic family. Call us, call on us, connect to us through your heart. You will be amazed the level of contact experiences you will get, continue to get, and increasingly rate in the following few months.
Thank you so much, Hathor. Very appreciative. And I'm going to welcome back Dr. Yair.
It is our pleasure, and we bid you
Thank
farewell.
You. Well, welcome back, Doctor. I know you're coming back with us. And I'm very, very appreciative of that loving message that we just got from the Hathor Collective. And I'm very thankful for you for going through that process on the show. And I know you stepped back when that happened, but it was all very positive messaging. And thank you very, very much. So we're getting tight on time. I want everybody to know that you work within your book, Plant Medicines. You get into plant medicines, the importance of self-love, the importance of overcoming fear and uncertainty, overcoming that self-mental chatter, and then the importance of the feminine influences on the world, because it seems like the patriarchy is going to be moved aside and the divine feminine will be taking over again as it has way, way, way back in the past. But I guess the last thing I would ask you is tell us a little bit about light language before we let you go.
Yeah. Okay. So let me mention what you said about the feminine and the masculine. Well, the reason that it's the divine feminine that's rising is because we're talking about a balanced femininity. That means that it's not that femininity is going to replace masculinity, is that it's going to enter the picture so we can achieve a state of balance of the masculine and the feminine.
Okay.
So this is where we're headed. I think it's important, especially for people that react with a lot of fear of the feminine and are afraid of losing their power as masculine. And that is happening a lot out there today. Well, you don't have to lose any of your masculinity. It's really about coming into a balanced state of integration. Now, what did we ask about?
Real quick on
light language.
Yeah. Just what is it? How do you use it? And if you could say something in light language, that would be great. If not, that's okay also. But we're running tight on time, but I want to make sure I mention that.
Yeah, so light language is channeling, but not in verbal way that we're used to it, not in English. Mm-hmm. And when I speak light language, I often sing it because I work with Hathor, who is a master of sound and frequency, and that's how she uses sound. She uses my voice. They use my voice. So from my understanding, from my experience, really, Isis is the one that engages in the language, and Hathor are the ones that engage in the sound, tones, and tuning, and they interact with our energy field. They both the sound and the words interact with different aspects of our energy.
Okay.
So it's very experiential, and it bypasses the left side of the brain, the critical mind, which is one of the reason that it's able to impact us, and we're able to feel it sometimes even more strongly.
Okay, and can that, when we get light language messages, can that kind of shift our energy?
Absolutely.
Okay, could you just give a greeting to everybody? Just say something positive to our audience through light language.
Okay, let me call on Isis to do that. Hanira karasuyunuma harakatenya na haratupak araniati. Krista naraturumanayaka han arakatiana. Hom harania hom arania kuturustayana. Kriana turustuhumana. Akriana turustuma ham or an ai ak ar.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you. My goodness. And what did that mean?
That's going to have to be for people to feel for themselves.
Got it. Okay. Dr. Yaffe Yahir, forgive me. I know we're running on time. It's not, you know, we have a radio show as well as the podcast. So I want to make sure I got everything in there. You're on Spotify. Mm-hmm. You're on YouTube. Your website is yaffechanneling.com. YAFI. Anything else you want to mention for our audience?
Yeah, join my Sunday group. That's the best way to be in the energy of Hathor, to feel the light language and ask questions. And yeah, stay in touch.
Thank you so much for being on Guys Guys Radio. I hope you'll come back. We'll do it again.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, interesting conversation with Dr. Yaffe Yair. She's a multidimensional channel author, and she channels the divine feminine Hathor, Isis, who we spoke to both of them today. They were both channeled through Viola the Fairy, Earth Elements, and Extra Dimensional Intelligences. Do you believe in channeling? Do you think it's for real? You make the determination. I bring some channels to the show. They all, I think, have different levels of skill. They all channel different entities and different vibrations and frequencies. And then it's up to you to decide, is this something I can learn from, or is this just not for me? And that's what we do here on Guys Guys Radio. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, guys, finish first.